What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Think Outside the Blue Box podcast. I'm Anthony Rivera. I'm the lead videographer here at Blue Box Digital. And welcome to the podcast. This is a podcast about creative journeys, the people that are out there doing, you know, the grind, the hustlers, the people that are out there following their dreams. And today I have a perfect example of that from the Tampa Bay area, Mr. That's Jesse.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
I'm good, man. I feel good.
Good, good. Yeah,
I'm excited.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've been waiting on this.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, bro.
Yeah, you had me waiting for a minute.
All good things come to those who wait.
Definitely.
Yeah, you're here, man.
Patience.
You're here. Yeah, man. So let's talk about you, man. Tell me a little bit about you. What's where you were originally from?
Parker's Village, Florida.
Oh, okay. So you're a Florida boy.
Yeah. Tampa, okay. You know, anywhere in Tampa I'm from. I got a lot of family everywhere, so.
You've been here your whole life?
Whole life.
Yeah. You haven't lived anywhere else?
No. The furthest I went was Macon, Georgia for work.
Okay.
For like 2 months.
Okay.
That's it.
And then you came back.
Came right back.
Hey. You can't stay away from Florida too long.
No, I want to leave.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want to leave.
You want to get out of here? Definitely. Where do you want to go?
Colorado.
Okay. Out west?
Aspen.
Yeah.
That's beautiful
out there, man.
I don't know. That's where I want to go.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there. I've been there a few times. Aspen, not really. I know that's more of like a ski town, but I've been to Denver.
Denver?
Yeah. Denver's good.
I got to get out there.
Yeah.
You know, Deion Sanders.
You know,
he was my favorite player. You know, he the head coach.
Yeah.
For the college football team. So that's got me more excited to get out there.
Okay. For the sports?
Yeah.
So let's talk about some music, man. What got you into music?
I really didn't kind of get into it. I was playing football, and football didn't work out. So I just, you know, picked up something else. But it was always, I knew it was always going to be music. Once in middle school, I used to listen to music all the time. Lil Wayne, I listened to Lil Wayne all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But I never recorded anything. But I just was so focused on football that I never got a chance to, you know, do the music how I'm doing it now.
So you're playing football for what? For high school?
From
or?
A baby.
Oh,
since 4 years old, I was playing football to high school.
What position you play?
Run anything besides quarterback.
Okay.
I could play anything. I was actually, you know,
I could have
made it.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
A lot of artists say they could have made it in sports.
Yeah.
But if you look at my track record in news and stuff, I was in the newspapers and everything. So
wow.
I could have definitely went.
Get out of here. What happened?
I was too small.
Yeah? Are you serious?
And I smoked a lot of weed.
Oh, okay.
So, that was about it, but.
Okay.
Definitely too small, but.
Okay.
It's not a lot
of small people. I thought it was like an injury or something.
No, it's not a lot of small people in the NFL. Once I kind of realized that,
mm-hmm.
It hurt it because that's the only thing I knew how to do. But I checked.
Yeah, you spent so much of your life, so much of your time doing that, developing that, you know?
Yeah, that's why I said I thought I was gonna go.
Yeah,
I could have did.
You were on that trajectory, bro. You made it on the news.
Yeah.
You said,
yeah, I was on the news a lot in high school.
That's awesome. For what?
Anything.
Yeah, for your football.
Yeah, football. We used to play Jesuit High School. You know,
okay,
they kind of good.
Okay,
I went to Spoto High School. So
all right,
we played. We wasn't that good.
Yeah,
but my last 2 years there, we could have went to states. We just had to beat Jesuit. And, you know, Jesuit is all boys school, so.
They stopped you. Yeah.
That's when I knew football wasn't it.
Gotcha.
I took my first loss in a playoff game, and they crushed me. And I was just like, yeah.
Nah. Like, yeah, that's not for me.
Yeah, that was the biggest loss I probably had in life.
And yeah.
I took it hard.
Yeah, it was a lesson, though.
Yeah. I didn't want to play no more.
Yeah. Yeah, it taught you what you didn't want in life. Yeah. No, that's awesome, man. And how did music find you then? Was it just a natural progression?
Yeah.
I know like sports and hip hop usually go hand in hand.
But see, even with football, it was natural. And with music, I can just listen to a beat and it just comes, like words just come. I can write a hook off any beat. So once I figured that, it was just like, all right, now I just got to work on writing a bridge. So it just comes to me like, if I didn't want to do music, I'd still be doing music because it's easy.
It comes natural, yeah.
Some days or weeks, I'd be like, I'm not going to listen to it. But then I listen to a song, and I'm just like, I can write a better hook than this person did in the industry. So I just love hooks.
So you're criticizing the big dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. they don't write hooks in the industry like that. No. They just be rapping about, you know, what they rap about. I'm not mad about them, but
hey, hooks, they're doing their thing.
I'm the guy when it comes to hooks.
Oh, that's awesome, man. So when did you write your first song? When did you say, you know, this is what I want to do?
I wrote my first song in 2019.
Oh, wow. But okay.
It wasn't really, it was just something, I was just playing around with my homeboys, and I just wrote a song. And then I listened to it a couple times. I didn't like it at all. But everybody else around was like,
they're popping up.
Yeah, and I'm like, this sucks. Like, why y'all listen to this, you know?
It's because your standard's, like, way up here, man.
Yeah, so I was like, why is everybody listening to this song? And it was called Do You Better. It was just like a song where I was explaining how I can do a girl better than,
nice.
You know, it sucked.
Yeah.
But then I wrote another song called For My Family, and that's when people around was like, yeah, you need to stick to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They saw the potential, man.
Yeah. Most people, but the people that listened, they definitely was like, yeah, just stick to that. Because at first I was like, man, nah, why am I rapping? You know, I think a lot of people get that. Should I be doing this? You know, everybody's doing it. You know, I had that thought, but then I was just like, nah, I think I kind of got a sound. A lot of people don't have sounds in Tampa.
Exactly. Yeah. People do it just to do it because other people are doing it or for the clout or for the money. But I think what you're saying is that you're doing it because it just comes so naturally to you. It's like a thing that you have to do.
Yeah. You can hear it.
Yeah.
And my music, you can hear it in anybody music in Tampa. It's like, it's not a lot of artists in Tampa that have their own sound where, like, they call it weird. Some people tell you, like, I get it a lot. They be like, you have an industry sound. And I don't know how to take that because
I'm not
in the industry. So it'd be like, wait, are you just saying, like, oh, you just weird, you different. You know, when they say different, I take that like, do I want to be different or do I want to be the same? Because that what makes people pop. But saying I'm different makes me feel like,
in a bad way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought at first. Yeah. But then once I start listening to myself, actually, like,
dude, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You want to be different, man. You don't want to,
they know when
blend
I'm,
in.
Yeah. They know when I'm getting on a beat. That's why a lot of artists in Tampa, I'm going to speak on it. They don't want to do songs with me.
No.
Nah. It's not like, no, like a straight up no. It's just, they staying away.
Yeah.
Because I don't play on the beat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you collaborated with anybody here in the area? Yeah.
Who? Miss Songbird. She's a singer. She's the best singer in Tampa, actually.
Nice.
Buck Sosa.
Okay.
He's from Parker's Village, where I'm from. So.
Nice.
We did a record for my homeboy that died. So that was kind of like Money Crazy Germ. I did a song with him. But it wasn't really like, I'm trying to explain it how you were saying, like, doing a song with people, you know, they don't reach out to do a song with you if you good. So they try, but they know they can't hang on a beat.
Yeah.
I try to go after the big dogs.
Yeah.
I try to DM all of the big dogs to see if they're going to DM back, you know.
Dude, this is going to put a spotlight on you for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
For sure.
I got the hottest 16 right now, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can write the hottest 16 on any beat.
Nice.
You got to come with it because I'm going to come. And it's going to be different, so.
Yeah. But that, I mean, that's what you're known for, so.
Right. But I respect all the artists. Like, I respect them, but it's time.
Yeah.
I want to be featured on their song. I don't want to put nobody.
You don't want to have features.
Yeah, put somebody on my hooks that I wrote.
Yeah.
I want to get on somebody that's been writing hooks.
Yeah.
I think a lot of artists just want to do a feature with people. But they don't want to be the ones to start the song.
Yeah.
So they want to just hop on somebody else's song and get their fans. Nah, I want to. Let me get on your song that you can create. And let me show you I can write to that song too.
Yeah, because they want you to do all the work. And then they just kind of come in and just, you know, cherry on top kind of thing.
Yeah. I think the hook is the best thing, you know, the most important thing in a song.
Why is that?
If you don't got a hook that catches, you know.
Hey, you got to hook people in.
You got to.
Yeah. So choruses, what do you do for your choruses?
I can write a chorus and.
Yeah, those are easy.
Like, it's the easiest thing. Like, I can do that literally in 10 minutes. I'm not going to say 1 or 5. Like, I can do it in 10 minutes. Just listen to the song, the beat, and I can have it in 10 minutes.
So it just comes to you, man. It's just natural.
Yeah. I question myself all the time. Like, I play around. I'd be like, you can't write another hook, you know? And it'd be like, I sit in the car at work, and I'd be like, listen to a beat and see if you can write a hook. Nice. Jokingly, and I do it with ease.
It just comes.
With ease. I just throw it away. You know, I put it to the side. I have, like, 200 hooks. Sitting. You're just sitting and waiting because I know I'm patient because I know those hooks. Yeah. They're coming. I'm going to give them to them big artists.
Yeah. You're just waiting for the right beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. What inspires you? Like, what's your songwriting process?
At first, before I started, I have a delivery business. So before, I was sitting in the van all day dropping packages off.
You had a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah. Now I can write a lot of hooks.
Yeah.
But before, like when I was working jobs and stuff, my process was like kind of weird. Some days when I come home, I'll sit in the room and try to listen to music. Some days I won't do it, but I just listen to the beats first, and then the hooks come. But I don't write a bridge to the hooks, so I don't finish the song. So I can write 10 hooks in probably 30 minutes, you know, at night when I go home in an hour. But I won't write the bridge to the song. I won't finish it. So that's the whole process. And then I will come back to it. If I want to go record a song, I will take the hook to the studio and then write.
Oh, and then you do it there. Okay.
Or I'll finish the song before I go to the studio. So I don't waste no time with it.
Yeah, time is money for the studio.
Yeah, definitely.
Man.
Definitely.
Yeah, you don't want to waste your time at the studio.
Some people try to write inside the studio.
Yeah, I know.
I already have the hooks ready, so if I want to go to the studio tomorrow, I will take one of my hooks in my phone, listen to a couple of them, and be like, okay, I'm going to record this song tomorrow just because.
Because you can, yeah.
Yeah, just because I can write, just because I have something to write to.
Nice.
Yeah.
What do you do for beats? Where do you find your beats?
YouTube. Yeah. I buy beats from some producers, but I try not to get into the business part. I kind of let it come to me. I try not to go buy too many beats just to say I own them. You know, I'm big on ownership, but it really don't matter. You can go get a beat off YouTube, and if you don't own it, if it blow up, it blows up. It's exposure at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Money will come. You know what I'm saying? You might have to split it, but I ain't in it for greed. I'm in it for it. I know it sound good, so I get my beats off YouTube. A lot of artists be like, I'm not getting my beats off YouTube. Man, I'm going on YouTube. They have the best beats.
Yeah.
Somebody can create a beat, but you can go on YouTube and listen to 20 beats, and you're going to find it. If you get with a producer, you got to spend time with that producer and money. You got to spend, like, you got to book a session with him. Just pretty to listen much, to his beats. Because they don't put all their beats on their website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The hardest producers right now that I bought beats from was Young and Chriso from Tampa.
I had him on there on the podcast.
I just bought a beat from Jit Faye.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
I feel like that's going to be one of the ones.
One of the ones?
Yeah. So I don't mind buying them, but I won't buy a bunch of beats from producers. I just go on YouTube and get them.
Yeah, I mean, and that's good practice too for the artists that aren't really out there just yet. They're kind of experimenting with different sounds.
Right.
I tell people all the time, just go on YouTube.
Go on YouTube.
Just go on YouTube. You'll find the beats. You'll find tutorials on how to edit it, how to master it. Like,
if somebody, the world is so big, and if a producer finds your song and be like, "Oh, you've been selling my song," like, it's a producer probably in Seattle, and I'm in Tampa.
Yeah.
He's not going to find me unless that song blows up. So,
like, blows.
Yeah, it blows up. And if he finds me, I'm like, hey, let's bust it down. Let's bust it down. Yeah.
Let's work.
Yeah, I'm not even going to crab or not give him nothing. Hey, I found your beat, man.
Credit where credit is
due. You got more?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to ask.
Yeah, that's awesome. So with Young and Chriso, you just buy a beat, or do you actually work with them?
I bought a beat.
Okay.
I really didn't know him, but yeah, I was following him on Instagram, and then I just bought a beat from him. I bought not just one. I bought like 3 beats from him.
Yeah.
You know, and
that dude works, bro.
Yeah.
That dude works.
I told him straight up, I'm the only artist in Tampa that can write songs to his
beats.
Like, songs.
Yeah.
You know, to his beats. And, you know, he laughed, you know, but no, I'm serious because I don't see nobody in Tampa. I see other people like Roboy was one of his artists that he worked with and T9. But, like, songs, no, I'm writing them.
Nice.
Yeah. So, shout out to Crystal, man. Tell him to come fuck with me.
I need more. I got to have him back on the podcast. Yeah.
I need more.
Yeah.
I fuck with Crystal.
Yeah, Crystal's cool. So other than Chriso, what other Tampa artists have you kind of collaborated with?
Miss Songbird, that's really the most. Right now I collab with a New York artist. Her name is Lima Lou. That was one of my best collabs. I don't really like too much bring up collabs because I'm kind of focused on just,
you. Yeah,
yeah. But the two that, you know, consistent is Lima and Songbird. Right now.
Okay.
But if anybody wants to do a song with me, I don't charge for features.
Nice.
Yeah, you just got to come with it. I got to like it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I say it's not.
You got to approve it.
Yeah, it's not about the money with me so much of creating a song. Now, after then, yeah, like we shoot videos and stuff, but creating a song, I don't need no money. Let's just, you know, let's find a beat and let's work. That's just how I am.
Yeah.
If I like it, I like it. If I don't, you can't get mad. You know, you might not like what I...
Yeah, exactly.
But...
No, at the end of the day, if you guys aren't happy with it, it's not worth doing.
Yeah.
So speaking of you, man, what have you done any shows?
Nope. I haven't done... I honestly... That's why I'm happy to come on here, because I honestly haven't did anything in, like... It's about to be 9 months next week.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, I've just been focused on the business, you know... With the courier business I was telling you about, just working and trying to just figure that out, you know, because that's what's more important, honestly.
That's what pays the bills, actually.
So now I'm in a comfortable spot where I can kind of focus on music and just chill. Not even focus on it, but just do it, because that's what I want to do anyway. It's important, but it's not
like you said,
the most important thing.
Even if you weren't, you know, doing it professionally, you're still going to do it.
Still going to do it, yeah. And it's a timing thing, too, so... I feel like it's my time.
It's the time. Yeah. Speaking of which, what's this new project that's about to drop?
Feelings Off, Music On.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, man. How did that come about?
I got the merch right here.
Oh, hell yeah. You know. Is that mine? Is that my shirt?
I can give you this. It's a medium. It might be.
Yeah, I'm a medium.
You got a medium?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can fit into it. See, you can definitely have this one.
Oh, that's awesome. So is that the cover? Is that the cover art?
Yeah, that's the cover art of it.
Okay. So how did that come about?
I was going through a lot with people in my life and having feelings towards everything. Like, I had found myself reacting to stuff that I shouldn't be reacting to, you know. Not so much not care, but just turn the feelings off. And I love music, so it was like, I think that's everybody, you know. You just... turn the music up, listen to your music, and
it's an outlet.
Yeah. So it was, you know, once I thought about it, I was like, this is my next. It came to me, you know, I was telling you about the brand, like it just came to me and I needed that because it was very important. I needed that and it made sense.
So you were going through some stuff and that kind of inspired the project.
Everybody around, you know, everybody has problems.
Yeah.
Even if it's big, small, it's still a problem. And you either going to be in your feelings about it or you're not going to. I don't want to say not care, but you're going to be in your feelings about it or you're just going to. All right. It's whatever.
Brush it off. Yeah.
And I'm in a place like that now. Like, all right. You got it. She got it. He got it. They got it. Dogs, cats.
Everybody got it.
You know, if it's not about work or. Turn them feelings right off, man. Turn the music up. Put the music on. And that's it. So that's the whole idea of it.
So this was your outlet for your feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the outlet. Music, definitely. Work, too, but this made a better brand.
Yeah.
And you can kind of replace it. You know, you could say feelings off anything on. You could say feelings off this podcast on. I'm going to focus on this podcast and not focus on
my feelings. There you go.
Yeah.
I like that.
And replace
it. Turn your feelings off and turn on the podcast.
Yeah, turn on the podcast, man. Whatever you're doing in life, turn that on instead of your feelings. That's all.
I like that. I like that. So let's talk about the project, man. What is
Six songs.
Okay.
I kind of like it. I like a couple of them. I'm a very,
you like a couple of them.
I critique myself. So it's like, you know, it's not the best, but, and that's okay. You know what I'm saying? But I know it's good no matter what, but
it's going
to
do well.
I just wanted to put this out because I needed to put it out, but yeah, it's nice. I like the, what song is that? It's Shawty Remix, T-Pain and Shawty Remix.
But oh, okay.
I renamed it Love for Money.
Is that the one that's on Instagram right now?
No, I took that off.
Oh, okay. I was listening to one that sounded familiar.
No, I can't. Oh, the song that I just put on.
Yeah. Is that on the new
project? One More Chance is on a new project, yeah.
Okay.
That's my favorite, but I can't say that. I hate saying
that. You can't have favorites, man.
I hate saying the song is my favorite, man.
It's like picking a favorite child.
Tomorrow, you know, I got one, though. I got one child, so she is my favorite. So, it could be any song. I recorded a song yesterday, and I feel like, you know, it's my best song.
That's it.
But I also feel that way about all the other songs.
Yeah.
But
I can outgrow them, too. Like, once you put it out there, it's like what you make next is going to be better than what you made before. At least I feel.
It's only one song. I feel like no song can touch it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's called Mr. Scissors.
Okay.
Like Edward Scissorhands, yeah. And I feel like it's no song that I'll ever make that I hold that close to me.
Really?
Yeah, to my heart.
Well, yeah. What is it about that one?
Mr. Scissors is more about cutting people off. Like, not in a bad way, but like I was saying with the feelings, like you just, I'm not getting to that. I'm not dealing with this person, you know, if I don't have to.
Dude, honestly, I've cut so many people off because of that. And it's honestly, it's better for you to do that than to, you know, drag them along to, you know, I've had to cut even family members. I've had to cut them off because the negativity is just.
Most of the time with family members, they don't be focused on the same thing. And it's okay because they don't see the vision. Like, I call myself a visionary because I honestly see, you know, the bigger picture. I see something, you know. I didn't grow up with uncles, you know, male figures. So it's like
role models.
Yeah, it was just women. So I'm one of the ones that, you know, it's time.
Yeah.
New generation, it's time. You know, as a man, you know, it's time to grow and show that.
You got to break the cycle, man. Yeah. Yeah, you got to be the one to step up and be like, that's not how I want to live. You know, I have a vision. You know, and
some get mad. Some they don't. It's not even a mad. I think it's more. I don't like to say jealous because, you know, that's a strong word. It's just more like they don't understand.
I think it's more like they project their fears onto you because they're afraid of taking that leap or, you know, following their dreams. I think it is. It's their fear and they project that onto you and it comes off as like criticism.
Yeah.
It comes off like negativity, like, they no, you're not going to make it.
And then most of the time, they don't understand what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I take it that way, but they're probably like, oh, I'm just talking, you know, just, but they don't know that I'm taking it like, oh, no, you've been negative. You think this not going to happen. It's going to happen, whether you like it or not, or whether you can't see yourself doing it. I'm going to do it no matter what. I'm going to do it.
You gotta make it happen. It's not just gonna happen to you. You gotta make it happen. You gotta hustle. You gotta be out there, you know, promoting, being on podcasts, you know.
Yeah, it was time.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. What's your biggest inspiration, man? Who inspires you the most?
My daughter.
Yeah?
Yeah, my daughter, definitely.
You're a daddy, huh?
Yeah.
How old is she?
Girl dad. She's six.
Six, okay.
Yeah. She is, you know, the why.
Yeah.
I started, you know, even when I was telling you about when I started the music, but she was about to be born when I was, you know, when I wrote my first song. So.
Oh, so she wasn't even here yet.
She wasn't here yet.
Gotcha.
And she got here and then I just kind of, I'm not saying I took it serious because.
But now you had a purpose.
Yeah, it was like, just
now
like,
you had a why.
You know, yeah, I can do music. You know, I found something else to do to make me happy and for her to see that I'm, you know, into something so she can be into it or into whatever she want to be into. Because if, like I said, when I stopped football, you know, if she didn't see me do nothing but work, you know, it'd be like, oh, my dad just works, you know. But
yeah,
she see
that
me,
would be the example you're setting.
Yeah, she see me work and do music, like, okay, I could do multiple stuff too instead of just one thing.
Yeah, honestly. And they are looking, they are seeing.
Yeah,
you know, even though, you know, you might not be like actively teaching a lesson, but they're watching everything you do.
Yeah, she's my little, you know, she do anything that I do.
Yeah.
Music, anything.
She like music too?
Yeah, she into it.
Nice.
She into it.
Yeah.
I can actually.
You let her listen to your music?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I don't have really like explicit.
You don't have any crazy stuff?
No. I can actually have her rap a lyric on here.
Get out of here.
Yeah, if she wants to.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Avia. Avia, you want to rap something on here? Come here.
Oh, she's like, yep.
You could choose any song, whatever song.
She is not shy.
I'm not even going to choose a song. I'm going to let you choose a song. I'm going to start it, and then she'll finish the lyrics. She's not shy. You good? Come over here. Come right here. You want to show them your jacket? Show them
your jacket. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Your jacket. She's wearing your merch. Jacket.
Don't turn around. Turn around. Turn around so they can see your name.
The back. Oh, nice. Nice customized.
So, look. So, come here. He gonna, you know, pick a song from one of my songs, and then you gonna rap the song, okay? You wanna pick it? Okay.
Okay, yeah, you pick it.
You pick it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll let you choose from it. Hold on. I can play it right here?
Yeah.
You gonna sing it? You wanna sing it with me? All right. Come on, you gotta sing. But I don't believe it. I know that they just need me. They acting like they ain't just gonna say the same thing.
I'll be by my dad. I care about my mom.
Okay.
I care about my mom.
Let's go, let's go.
I'll say love, I'll leave.
Yeah.
Whatever they think.
Yeah.
They acting like me. I say the same thing.
Yeah.
I'll be by my dad. I care about my mom. I care about my mom.
Alright, say it.
But I'm gonna let you get the fuck back. Ooh. Yeah, I'm gonna have to fuck back. And I was like, man, see.
She's like a. And yeah, I'm from the south, but I sat on empty cows, but she never kicked me out. All I ever did was pout. I turned my hustle up, man, we gotta make it out. Ain't nothing just to do it, ain't got nothing to lose. My nieces and my daughter gotta get us some new shoes. I'm going for them, I ain't never gonna. These rappers smoking, I don't know nothing about no run. He locked in now.
He's That's good. Awesome, man. You see, she
yeah,
she's looking. Yeah, she's looking. She's paying attention.
Thank you.
She's adorable, man. That's awesome.
Yeah,
I actually have two kids of my own, and they're my why as well. They're the reason why I do what I do.
Once I heard her sing one of my songs, I was just like,
that was it.
Yeah, I don't care. Like I said, I don't care about a deal. I don't care about making it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna work anyway. But that right there just showed me like somebody. Yeah.
That's it. You made it.
Like, how she know my words word for word? If she knows it word for word, I know they listening.
Yeah.
I know they listening.
Oh, yeah. Was that one of your existing ones, or was that from the new project?
No, that's old.
Oh, okay.
That was one of the old ones. And she just picked it. I only really have 9 songs out.
Really?
On YouTube, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like, 2 of my projects, I dropped 2 EPs. Bipolar 1, Bipolar 2, and it was only 4 songs on the first one, 3 songs on the other one, and then I dropped 2 singles. So I really didn't really, I don't want to say I didn't put in no work, because I put in the work.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, but I just was trying to make sure I do it, you know, correctly, but there's no correct way when I learned. I wasn't, like, doing my marketing right, you know, put my face out there everywhere, you know, posters, brand, and everything. So this project, I want to really, like, put myself.
You want to do it right.
Yeah, I want to put myself out there. Now that I done learned what I got to do to get seen and not buy fake likes and comments and views.
Because people can tell, man.
Yeah. They can tell. I can tell because I can tell in Tampa about a lot of artists just because of how my page looks. And I know in the streets, you know, they know my songs. I don't watch people, you know, play my songs while I pull up. But then I go on the internet and I see certain artists and they buzzing, you know, but I don't know. And they only buzzing by numbers, but they're not buzzing by people knowing their lyrics word from word.
Numbers can be fake, though. You can pad those numbers.
I have people walk up to me.
I don't even look at those, man.
I have people walk up to me and sing my songs word for word. Wow. I don't even know them. But then I look at my views, you know, I don't really pay attention to it, but I look at it, everybody looks, and I'd be like, I'm not worried about that. I know for a fact.
Exactly.
This person heard it. I know for a fact this person heard it and I know they know it. So that's all that matters to me.
Yeah. So yeah, and you're already doing that with 9 songs, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. What, when's the first project drop? What, like, how long ago was that?
2001. 2001,
wow.
2001, and then I dropped.
Like 22 years.
Yeah, I dropped Bipolar 2 in 2002. I kind of try to do it by the numbers. Okay. So this is not the last project I'm going to drop August 25th. I'm going to drop another project. So Bipolar 3, you know, probably in November before the year ends. So it'll be 2023 Bipolar 3.
Nice.
So I'll drop Bipolar 1, 21, Bipolar 2, 22, Bipolar 3, 23. Yeah. So every year it's Bipolar.
That's cool.
But I'm going to get back to that. I'm going to get back to working on that.
Yeah.
Visuals and stuff like that. But I want to focus on this right now.
Yeah.
Because records are timeless.
They really are.
I know for a fact I have music that I recorded in Bipolar 1 that all I got to do is create a hard visual for it and put some work behind it. It's going to go. It.
Yeah.
And a lot of artists don't
it's
believe
just
it.
There.
Yeah. 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 I know. Nice. And I know that for a fact. That's why I'm so patient and humble with it, because I know, like, I can go back. I don't want to put out a lot of music. I want to put out good music. None of my songs that I ever put out was just trash. Like, no.
Yeah, I know some artists that just put out stuff just to put it out. And it gets to the point where their library is so big that you don't have any favorites. Like, yeah. Everything sounds the same.
Somebody told me to put out, why don't you put out 10, 12, 15 songs? I'm like, that is pointless right now.
Yeah.
When I make it, or when I get on a bigger platform, I can drop those big albums. Like,
you gotta build a foundation.
Lil Uzi just dropped like 20 songs on his album. He's supposed to do that because he's on that big stage right now.
He's contractually obligated to do that.
I'm not dropping all those songs. I'm not doing that. I think
it changes too, man. Like, because now you're doing it for the love, and then once you're signed, it's like you have to do it for something else.
So if I sit and create, like I told you about the hooks, I got 200 hooks. I can just write to one of those, record it, and put it out in 2-3 months. I'm patient. I'm very patient. I don't need the, you know, quick pop and fame.
It's like building anything, dude. Yeah. You don't want to, like, rush. You know, you want to build, like I said, a good foundation. You want to get, you know, a good fan base going and then just build up on that.
Yeah.
You know, patience is a virtue, for real.
That's what I've been learning.
Yeah.
Yeah. This year was my year of learning patience and practicing faith.
Yeah.
I already knew about faith. I just had to practice it.
Now you're practicing.
I'm practicing and I'm, you know, it's going to be okay. Yeah. I tell myself that every day. I tell people around me that. It's not even just me. I tell people around me, like, it's going to be okay. Even with their problems, I'm like, man, it's going to be okay.
It'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't drown in your own problems, man.